This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The British economy might be in a pre-Brexit swoon. As I said earlier with Anna and John, we learned this morning gross domestic product over there in the UK actually contracted in the second quarter. But Brexit or not, the English will always have football. Soccer to us, of course. The new English Premier League season started today. All eyes on an American, as it happens, a 20-year-old phenom from Hershey, Pennsylvania, named Christian Pulisic, is making his Premier League debut. He's one of only a handful of Americans who play at the elite level overseas, in part because of the financial structure of soccer in this country. Marketplace's Andy Euler's on that one.
Billy!
40, maybe 50 kids ages 7 to 19 are working on their passing skills on this Austin, Texas soccer field. This practice is being run by Upper 90, a youth development program. What makes Upper 90 different from other soccer programs is it's free. That's a great thing for 18-year-old Samuel Osezua. He moved here from Nigeria about a year ago.
Programs like this have helped me settle in faster because since it's free, it's attractive to everybody.
In the U.S., elite competitive club soccer can be really expensive. Membership dues for a team that's affiliated with the official U.S. soccer organization, as opposed to a rec league or a school team, can cost $5,000 a year. Then there's travel. That'll run a family thousands of dollars more over the course of a season. Caitlin Swartz is founder of Upper 90. She grew up in Austin and played club soccer most of her life. She saw soccer getting more and more expensive.
And I'm really fortunate to have been born into a family that could afford that. But that's just not the reality for most people.
The fact that soccer is often unaffordable tends to limit the potential of U.S. men's soccer. Youth clubs are not feeding enough players to the national team, which wasn't even good enough to qualify for the World Cup in 2018. Here, the financial burden of developing elite young players falls to parents. Tom Ferry, executive director of the Sports and Society Program at the Aspen Institute, says things work differently in Europe, where top professional teams bankroll youth players at a young age.
In Europe, the clubs are incentivized to develop those players because once they become adults, they can either contribute to the senior team or they could be sold for many millions of dollars to a rival club.
A top German league team sent the young American Christian Pulisic to Chelsea, where he'll make a whopping $73 million. Now, if Pulisic were from, say, Europe, the youth club he played on before he turned pro in Germany would be getting a fat 10% slice of that 73 mil. This is called a solidarity payment. Doesn't happen in the U.S. Tom Cove is president and CEO of the Sports and Fitness Association. He says for some American clubs, that solidarity payment could mean a lot.
With that kind of money, you can kind of serve many needs, really focusing on the elite and developing that best player, but also reaching back into the community. It's a significant amount of money to reach a local club.
The governing body here, U.S. Soccer, has chosen to opt out of this system. One reason for that, professional American players worry that when a big-time club has to pay this solidarity tax, they're going to get less money. Ultimately, this means that the PA Classics, the developmental club of Pulisic's childhood, won't get a dime. Steve Klein, the head of PA Classics, declined an interview. Now, you may be asking, what about U.S. women, who just won another World Cup? Does the financial structure of U.S. soccer hold women back, too? Tom Ferry at the Aspen Institute says, not really.
In a nation of 330 million people, we just have so many more girls playing soccer. Our ability to put together a roster of 20 or 24 players who are going to be pretty good is infinitely easier than it is in a lot of other countries.
Back in Northeast Austin, Caitlin Swartz of Upper 90 isn't too worried about elite youth clubs getting money for their star players. Her organization isn't a club team, wouldn't be eligible anyway. Her goal is totally different.
Soccer should be a community thing, and you shouldn't have to have all of the time and all the money to be able to enjoy it.
Christian Pulisic makes his Premier League debut on Sunday when his new team Chelsea takes on Manchester United. In Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.